home and do that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play Chattleships any second now. And this week, we've got a twist to it. The first week, you and I played, didn't we?
Yes.
And then we've had people losing their wedding photographs since, wonderful guitars, etc., etc. We've got a little twist to it this week. What you got?
People are even playing it on their own holidays. Ben says, it's holiday time again. I was fortunate enough to take my 9-year-old daughter out for a ramble around Ashdown Forest. Halfway through our trek, we stopped for a picnic lunch and played our first game of Not Bingo, now officially named Chattleships.
Bless you.
To my daughter's delight, she launched my motorbike, PlayStation 3, Chinese meals, red wine, and holidays in Lanzarote. As she danced the jig of victory around my distraught form, I never thought I'd say it about my beloved sausage sandwich game, but the king is dead. Well, long live the king.
It's going to return, as it would do. It's going to get back together at the O2 for one night. We'll sell tickets for it. But in the meantime, we're going to play Chattleships. And Jim in Gothenburg, Sweden. Jim? Good morning, Jim.
Ahoy, hoy, Danny.
Ahoy, hoy to you, Jim, in Gothenburg. And you're throwing down the gauntlet to everyone in the old country and saying, I want to take on your champion and see if I can wrest it from it on behalf of the good city of Gothenburg. What business have you got in Gothenburg, Jim?
Well, I moved here 2 years ago because of my girlfriend. She trains horses.
How beautiful. Yeah, it sounds, you know, the foul rag and bone shop of the heart occasionally turns up a beautiful feel-good story like this. So, Anna, how's it going over there?
Oh, absolutely loving it. Absolutely loving it. Really, it's just an idyllic lifestyle over here.
Is it? That far ahead in Gothenburg?
Oh, no. Well, we're about 20 kilometres outside of the city. We've got a little house in the middle of the forest.
Sounds
idyllic.
Well, give my regards to Gretel, will you, Hansel? Okay. and you're going to be playing against the British champion, Gavin, our referee usually. And Gavin, quite right, you're never allowed in on these games, Gavin, are you?
No, especially with the rules.
Exactly. And Gavin says, when do I get a shot? So we said, this week we'll give you a shot. Lindsay and I have played it. It's only fair that Gavin should play.
It'll make you a better referee if you know what it's like when the shoe's on the other foot.
Well, and I tell you what, Lindsay loves being the referee. She absolutely loves it. So it's Jim in Gothenburg. Gavin, where are you?
I'm in Hornchurch this morning.
Okay, in Hornchurch, in Essex. And you know how this is played. They both have a grid. They have to give their grid references to us before they start playing. Their most favourite possessions in the world are in there. The one who remains with possessions at the end of this gets to keep them. So, Jim, it's going to fall to you first. Jim, which grid reference do you wish to put to Gavin?
I would like to start with A1.
Gavin?
A1. Oh, no, he's only gone and... He's got one already, straight away.
What is it?
It's my signed Danny Baker DVD.
Oh, no. I've got to tell you, you know, I don't often repeat the explosion, but... On the open market, that's worth upwards of 35 pence. Well, you're not going to curry favour around here. Jim, well done. Gavin, back to Jim. What do you say, Gavin?
Right, I'm going to hit for A1 as well, please.
Oh, goodness me, that's a hit. Oh, man.
What is it?
That is my copy of The Order of Service from the funeral of Thin Lizzy frontman Phil Lynott.
Oh, that's a shocking thing. He's put up a tuppenny-halfpenny old video of mine, and you've got something wrested from the dark heart of rock and roll. What business? How did you get that?
Well, I was a massive Thin Lizzy fan as a kid, and grew up in the pretty much in the same area that Phil Lynott and Scott Gorham lived in.
Yeah.
So I met them both on a number of occasions. Mm-hmm. And when Phil died, before he was buried in Dublin, there was a funeral service, a service of remembrance at St. Mary Magdalene Church Vineyard in Richmond.
And you got that?
Myself and a couple of mates bunked the day off work. And turned up all hair and leather jackets, thinking we'd be banned from going into the church, and we just strolled in through a gaggle of paparazzi and sat down in the row behind Bob Geldof and Paulie Yates and Half the Boomtown Rats.
Oh, what a terrific! And now it's gone. He just took it from the battleships. There it is. The Order of Service from Leslie Crowther's son-in-law, now gone. Jim, back to Gavin.
Okay, I think we're going to go with A2.
A2.
A2, there's a second one.
What a start, Jim.
Yeah. Are you on an A2?
1966 World Cup programme and pendant.
Oh, again, it's all in the shadow. It's all in the shadow of what he just did. His was from the heart. Yours just sounds like any bloke's collection, Gavin, if I might. But Gavin, what are you doing putting A1 and A2? You've not thought this through. Okay, Gavin, it's back to Jim.
Okay, I'm going to go for B2. Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. I'm terribly sorry, Chelsea fans all over the country.
Yeah.
Gone is Gianfranco Zola's back-heeled goal against Norwich City in the FA Cup fifth round in 2002.
I couldn't be more pleased.
It never happened.
You might not.
I don't know what you're talking about. That never happened. It's very clever of you to put a memory in there. No one's done that so far. This is very good.
We've had a full house so far.
Heavy strike rate. Jim, back to Gavin.
Ooh, we're going to go with B3.
B3, that's a miss.
It's a miss. We're getting somewhere. Oh, it's Gavin back to Jim.
Right, I'm going to head for C2, please.
C2, Jim.
That's a miss, Gavin.
We have these written down before they come on the air, so we know these are true. Jim, back to Gavin.
B2.
And that's a miss as well.
Gavin, it's only a 3x3 grid. What took you so long? Okay, it's Gavin back to Jim.
I'm going to go for A2.
Oh, it's another hit.
Oh, Gavin takes the lead. What is it?
Oh, my girlfriend's going to be very unhappy. Gavin's just blown up our foal, Alfeo, who's 3 months old.
An actual foal?
An actual foal.
I don't know why that tickles me. It just does. A 3-month-old foal has just been exploded in the Gothenburg area.
In a Gothenburg forest.
Man. Well, come on, my friend. Get back at Jim. Now to Gavin. What have you got?
We're going with C2.
C2, Gavin.
No!
Yeah, what is it?
It's a hit, Danny. It's my life savings. I want to go to New York. Never been to New York. And my savings have just gone.
I don't know. I think this is maybe the best we've had. This is life savings against a foal. What's the score so far, Lindsay?
Well, Gavin has hit 3, mm-hmm. and Jim has hit 3 as well.
So there's only 2 more to go to.
Two left each.
It's Jim back to... No, it's Gavin back to... What is it?
Gavin back to Jim.
Gavin back to Jim.
B4, please. There is no B4, Gavin.
There's no B4. It's a 3x3 grid.
Are we going to let him take that again?
Let's go B3 then.
Oh, goodness me. It's another one gone.
Yeah, go on. What is it?
It's another memory. The first time I saw Thin Lizzy live at Hammersmith Odeon in 1981.
No. Is it Thin Lizzy heavy? It must be said. The foal is coming in a distinct last here. It's down in the Wines and Spirits. So 2 Thin Lizzy. Thin Lizzy altogether won't exist by the end of this unless you have a recovery here. It's Jim back to Gavin.
B1. No, that's a miss.
Right, Gavin, you've got 1 more to get.
This could be it for the game, Gavin.
I'll go with A3.
Oh, that's it. It's all gone.
All over. Gothenburg, you're limping home.
It's all over.
What is the last one there, Jim?
I play the guitar in a band, and we've recorded and released 3 albums. The latest one got 9 out of 10 in Classic Rock magazine.
Did it really?
All 3 of our albums are gone. They are no more.
Let me ask you this. Any Thin Lizzy covers on them?
Absolutely none, no.
Oh, isn't there? For a moment there. Okay, yeah.
We play the sort of music you might like. It's a little bit prog and a little bit rock.
Anything from Thoughts from Blue Orphanage? Nothing like that?
No, nothing
from there?
No.
Okay. Well, Jim, I can only tell you that, Gothenburg started well but then tailed off. Am I right there? You don't get any of your possessions back. Gavin, what was still hiding in your grid?
My collection of England shirts from the 80s onwards, and also my wedding photos and DVDs.
It's all yours, sir, including everything else you lost before that, Gavin. Well done, Gavin. Thank you very much indeed. There's been Chapel Shifts for this week. If you want to play, get in touch during the week, and we can put you on the stage for next week. That's the last one from in-house. It'll be just listeners. That's a good educational thing, though, to actually play with a chrysalis for a while. Is that would be your actual bean, I take it?
Yeah.
So they're eating their way out all the time.
Little moths.
Thus causing the rocking motion. Mm. We're coming to Ray in a second. What's that, Lindsay?
David Jacobs in Middlesex says, I'm really enjoying the show, but I had to let you know that I have seen the great prog band Tiny Fish, whose guitarist Jim lives in Sweden.
Oh.
Sound familiar? Oh. Their latest CD, The Big Red Spark, is a classic prog staple, i.e. the concept
Runder
album.
Attack.
He says, shame he lost all his possessions, though. Of course, it was our player in Gothenburg.
And one thing I meant to put to him, and this is just by the by, and I don't want any inference from this, in Sweden, horse meat is more popular than lamb. horse meat is more popular as a dish than lamb
so
in
that
Sweden.
That little foal that got blown up, that's...
Well, do you know what? The members of ABBA were licking their lips. horse meat is more popular in Sweden than lamb. In the States, you can't get lamb. You can't, you know, if I lived in the States on and off at different periods, you put a leg of lamb. They look like you're nuts. In Sweden, they look like a nut. Leg of horse, got it right here, sir. Former Derby winner. Here's all yours. Here's Ray in Somerset. Ray.